Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bessie. Here, hold on a moment. I don't know what went wrong with our intro, but let me just allow you to listen to this. I'll be right back.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, here at the round table. You know, it is so wonderful to get up on Saturday morning. You know, it used to be a time when I just, oh man, it's Saturday morning, I got to get up. And I did it because I knew I had to do it because God wasn't playing. But then I had this love on Saturday morning to stay in the bed. Friday, I would get up, run to do the work that I thought was so important or to go to a meeting. But Saturday morning, when it was time to work for the kingdom, you know, that bed just felt like it was talking to me almost. And it just, you know, man, you don't have to get up. You don't have to do it today, you know. You could skip a Saturday. I don't know if this is speaking to someone out there, but, you know, that's what we do. When God gives us assignment, you know, the enemy try to come in and make it feel like, oh, you don't have to do it now. Well, I'm here to say this morning, Father God, I thank you for choosing me for this assignment. And I am so grateful that I aligned my mind with your mind, knowing that this was not something that I could make a choice on. It was what you asked me to do, and you wanted to see if I would follow instruction. Not that you need to have me to do anything that's going to alter or change the kingdom. It's just a matter of fact, am I obedient? Do I believe in you? And I thank you, Father, for your patience. I thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for sending him to show me how to align myself and get in the word, and show me the model of which you want me to follow. And now, Father, I just hope that I am putting that smile on your face because I get up with joy in my heart on Saturday mornings. I get up with expectation. I'm excited knowing that I really don't have to write anything. I don't have to struggle like I did in the beginning. I thought it was me. It was up to me to put together what I thought I heard you said. Now I can get up and know I don't have to worry about it. All I have to be is available, and the Holy Spirit will use me as a vehicle to speak to mothers and daughters around the world. I thank you for your patience with me, and I ask you to bless every mother and daughter team around the world. Their relationship is mended. The hearts are sewed up with the love of Jesus, and they come together renewing their relationship and spreading that love throughout the family, creating healthier families with the Father and the Son. Father, I just thank you for it. I know it's done. It was done from the beginning of creation. We just have to believe it and know if we just be patient, all things work together for the good. And I thank you. Amen. You know, as I sit here and I look at, I usually don't look at switchboard but I had to make an adjustment on the audio. And as I look, I see so many numbers, and then I see so many numbers that are muted. They don't want me to see who they are on the radio. And I appreciate you being on, but we have to start being honest with each other. You can't hide from God. There's no need to not show your number, because it doesn't matter about me. I have no place to put you, and I have nothing that I can give you. So if you think you're hiding your number from me, God sees you. That's what we're about here at the Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtable. We're about being honest. If you can't be honest with showing your number on the switchboard, my goodness, come on. We're about being honest. You don't have to prove anything to me. Everything that you do is between you and God. So I just wanted to say that. If you could start with that today and just be honest and let your phone number show, then you're going to allow God to let the blessings flow in. See, dishonesty will cut off your blessing. God just told me to say it. That's what it is. He said to let you know I know who you are. So thank you for being on. And, you know, take that in, because that's going to affect everything that you do in your life. If you're dishonest about that, just imagine, this is nothing, being on radio. And you know who you are, and God is speaking to you right now, because it leads to other things in your life. And Lord knows we got a lot of things in our life we need to straighten out. Me too, as well. So this is just one of the small things that we could start from. Again, I'm your host. I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I'm here at the round table. Of course, it seems as if on Saturday mornings, something wants to get into my throat, and I'm like, I don't care, it's not happening. But I kind of know what happened this time. A friend of mine, we have a boat show here in South Florida. It's like a parade. It is a parade. It's a water parade, just to be honest with you. But for the audience, I want you to know what I'm talking about. Like, we get up on Saturdays and you go and you see the Christmas parade and all the floats are coming down the street. For those of you who don't know, they do that type of thing, but they do it with yachts and boats and people on different things that's just floating through the water, and it's all decorated with the lights and the music's going. It's absolutely a wonderful thing, and it's something each year that, and I was at a friend's house and he lives on the water, and right on the corner, he has a corner lot. So I'm sitting right there on the corner. I got the best view of the intercoastal, and the wind was just coming up. This was last Saturday night. The wind coming up and hitting me on my throat. So I had to go get a blanket. Thank God I had one in my car, and I wrapped around with that, but I'm assuming before I could get all that done, it really had taken effect on my throat. It was a little bit chilly, and I hate to even say it because people are really dealing with such cold weather that when I say chilly, it probably was about 60. Somebody want to slap me right now. Are you serious, Dr. Fletcher? 60? When we are sub below zero? Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but that's, you know, we're in Florida, and, you know, your blood thin, and our bodies will adjust to the temperatures in which we are accustomed to. But in the meantime, that affects me. So anyway, can't dwell on it. It's healed, it's done, and move on. Now, you're on the radio with me this morning. I want to say happy holidays to everybody. I just know you're all excited, but I hope you're not dealing with excitement of presents. I hope you're dealing with excitement that this is a time that we celebrate the birth of Christ. And I'm hoping that is on your agenda and the top of your list. And I know people say, well, this is not the time. It is. It doesn't matter. Every day can be the day that we celebrate the birth of Christ, and it won't be too much. So this is the season in which we do that, and I want us all to think about it. I challenged everybody last week about taking your daughter out on a date, making that your gift to your daughter, you know, especially mothers and daughters that are having some complications with their communication. This would be a good way to fantasize, to get dressed, go get your hair done, your nails done. And women, come on, you know you like to do that. I mean, Most of you go get that hair done, your nails done, and your toes done, and you have no place to go. So why don't you do it? Get dressed, find you something that you normally don't wear, and take your daughter out for a date. And let that be the point of communication, vow to do better next year. Now, when I called my daughter after the show last week, I said, you know, I said, we're going to go on a date. I said, I was challenging. She said, I said, did you hear that part? She said, well, no, I missed that. I said, okay, well, let me just remind you of that. What I said was that we are going to go on a date. I challenged the mothers and daughters, so now I'm, you know, telling you what we're going to do. And she said to me, she said, but Mama, we do that all the time. She said, when we come home, we always go out to eat. And I said, I know that. I said, but we are going to make this different. We don't go get our hair done. We don't get our nails done and in preparation for. See, it's a difference. Going, we dress, and we out, and we go to, and we're laughing and talking, and we do this every day. We laugh and talk every day on the phone. That's just a given. But to make it different, let's prepare as if we are going out with some fine gentlemen. You know, what would you do? You put on your special cologne, your special dress, and you would be thinking about it. I am going out on this date, and we're going to this restaurant. And that's, you know, this is preparation for getting your mind set to enjoy your daughter, to enjoy your mother. It's not something ordinary. Go to some place that you don't go to. Make reservation. I'm telling you, the Lord is placing this on my heart to tell you, this is going to spark something in you and your daughter that's going to be different, and she's going to open up to you, and you're going to have conversations. So what I'm saying to you is that if you take that in consideration, all the difference in the world, and then I want you to tell me about it next year when we come back, after the holidays, when we come back on the radio, I want you to tell me about what it's like to go on that date with your daughter and to do the preparation. I know some of you are going to take that challenge. I'm going to take it, and I'm hoping that you do. But in the meantime, you might want to call your friends and tell them you're on the air. Text them. You know how to text and talk. So text them and tell them to call 347-539-5078. 347-539-5078. And if you decide that you want to participate in the conversations, all you have to do is click one. It will prompt me when I go back to the switchboard, and I'll make preparations to hear what you have to say. Now, the one thing that you don't have to do, I mean, whatever my topic is today, if you have something else on your mind that you want to talk about, you can also say, you know, I heard you, but I have this on my mind, and then we can discuss that as well. I mean, you know, it's open. Stimulating topic this morning is mothers teaching their daughters the art of learning to wait on God. Mothers teaching their daughters the art of learning to wait on God. Now, think about that. It's your job to teach your daughters, mother. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more. I just want to take this time this morning, and for the newcomers coming on, I'm Dr. Bessie. I'm here at the round tables with mothers and daughters around the world. I can almost feel you in my spirit. It is a joy to get up and know that you are meeting me here at the round table. You don't have to do it, but you're excited about doing it too as well. I don't call. I don't text anymore. I don't remind anybody. The Lord told me to stop it. Those who want to come will come. So if you notice, you don't get texts from me anymore. I just decided that I'd listen to the Lord. I mean, those who will eat. They'll come to eat the word of the Lord. But I want to thank the ambassadors that are here helping me with all the things that we're doing. And for you guys that are fairly new to the show or may not have heard, in August, God asked me to honor the women that were out there in the trenches, out there in the communities, feeding the hunger and putting clothes on the babies and finding shoes and helping mothers with their gas and their lights. And, you know, God said, I want you to honor them. I will tell you who they are. So with that being said, we started an honors program. And we started honoring women that God would point out to us. And September, we had the first honors program. And I'm telling you, when you honor someone else, God will honor you. I cannot tell you what has happened with this ministry from September to now. It is amazing. If I told you, I mean, it would be hard for you to even comprehend, because I'm sometimes just walking around like a little kid in a candy store, and I'm like, oh, God, look at you. And I'm going to show you how it ties back into our topic for the day. So be patient, and you're going to hear it. So with the honoring of mothers and daughters, we started out in September, we honored. October, we honored. November, we had the event. December, we did not. Everybody's so busy with December. Sometimes people get caught up in the spirit of gift buying and timing and partying. And so we decided, okay, well, we'll just hold off. We had it scheduled. No one RSVP. So we said, okay, we'll do it in January. And I understand that. But I just want to say thank you. But in December, God did a different thing. God brought in a group of ministers, women that he said are my covering. But these group of women, they are all doctors. And it's amazing what God is doing in this ministry right now. I cannot tell you all of it at this point, but you're going to see the manifestation by the end of January. Some things that's happening that God has in place that I'm just saying, oh, God. I was on the beach yesterday. I stopped what I was doing, and I walked on the beach, and I said, you know, I am going to go out here, and I'm just going to celebrate you and praise you. And I was on the beach. I know people were thinking, what is she doing? They didn't know if I was breakdancing or what. They just saw me doing what I was doing. But I was out there just praising and thanking God. And then yesterday evening, God had somebody to call me out of the blue. And I was like, God, look at you. Because I told God, I said, let's just have some fun. You know, and I'm saying this to you mothers and daughters this morning. Loosen up. We're too tight. God said, rejoice and enjoy the day. That means to have fun. Enjoy yourself. We are so busy touring, just worrying about stuff and just, oh, I got to have this by next week and, oh, the bills got to be paid and the this got to be done. And the devil just whispering in your ears and it's telling you, oh, you know, and your daughter's out of order, your mama ain't talking to you, and you just, oh, twist it. It's not worth it getting anywhere. You're just digging a hole. And you're getting deeper and deeper because you're going against the word of God. You are going against the word of God. And when you go against the word of God, God can't help you. Now, I'm not telling you something that I think. I'm telling you something that I'm experiencing because I was going against the word of God. But yet I was always on it. Well, God, where are you? Well, God, you said. But God, I'm doing the best I can. And my favorite saying was, but I'm a good person. You know, my friends laugh at me. My daughter said to me one day, he said, Mama, Jesus was a good person too. And the reality hit me. And I'm not talking about a child. I'm talking about a grown woman looking at me saying, but Jesus was a good person too. And they crucified him. And so that just kind of put me in check. So what I'm saying to you today, now you listen to our topic. Mothers and daughters, mothers, let me go back to it because I'm going to say it right. See what I said here. I want to tell you the wrong. I'm going to miss the word out of it because sometimes we can change it just by one word. Mothers teaching their daughters the art of learning to wait on God. The word art. Then I want you to ask yourself, can you teach something that you don't know? Think about that. I want to thank all the ministers that came to the meeting on Wednesday. I want to thank God for putting us together. I want to thank Larry for being the connector, Paul for being the connector, David, and I'm saying, you notice those are males. They are connectors to putting together this powerful ministry, the Mother and Daughter Faith Trust Ministry, and its ecclesiastic board. God has a plan, and it's developing. And what I want to say to you mothers and daughters out there, I know you may think that I'm up on Saturday morning and that, you know, most times people are on radio because of some show or something that they want for themselves. But if you notice, I haven't marketed Dr. Bessie. Or you don't see advertisement because it wasn't a thing about me. I had to do the work. God will promote his program when he's ready because it's not about me. I'm just a vessel that he's using. So I'm very careful. That's why I told you I don't look at numbers. Blog Talk keep writing me. They made us a featured program. They said you could do all these wonderful things. They promote us. It's growing. The numbers are growing. You know, you're talking almost between 70 and 100,000 people that may be listening. I have not. People say, don't you want to change something? No, I'm not changing anything because this is not my program. And if you notice, I have not changed one beat. The only thing that I looked at was the fact that sometimes there are some people on here that may have something else on their mind, and I don't want you to walk away saying, I wish they had talked about this. I need an answer in this area. And the Lord placed it on my heart to open it up so that if you have something on your mind and it's not the topic, you still can bring your thoughts in on the conversation. Because, you know, it's a regular conversation. And if everybody's talking, sometimes a person may say, yeah, but, you know, do you remember so-and-so? And it kind of steers the conversation in different directions. And that's what I want you to understand. This is what we are doing. But God is doing something wonderful. And I'm going to get back to the topic, but I want to say this because God is placing it on my heart. I was talking to a young man yesterday, and I was telling him, I said, let me tell you what we're doing so you'll know what you are coming into. And I began to tell him about my role and what God has chosen me to do. He has appointed me as the mother of all mothers and daughters. And it took me a while to even get that fixed in my mind, even to come out of my mouth, because I was so busy trying to wonder what other people were going to say about that. And God said, that's what I said. And until I accepted that and believed that and said it and confessed it with my mouth, nothing was happening with this ministry. Once I start confessing that I am the mother of all mothers and daughters, doesn't mean that I'm above anybody. It just means that I'm the mouthpiece that God is using to speak to mothers and daughters. Nothing more than that as far as what I'm getting in my heart. So as I'm speaking to this young man, and I'm telling him that my role is to go out and help save another generation by helping saving the future babies, the future mothers, which are our daughters today. If you have a granddaughter, if you have a daughter that's young, teenager, and they have not had a baby, you can affect their lives right now by sharing these thoughts with your small children, with your grandchildren. This is how we're going to save the future generation. We're going to plant God in their mind. We're going to plant the fact that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, and that he actually died so that we could be free, that we'd have an opportunity to go straight to the King, to go straight to our Father and address our needs through him. So we have to educate the younger generation and to get them in tune with the Word in order to raise up a whole new generation. And if you wanted me to do this completely by myself, you would not be on the radio today. You're on here because he has placed it in your heart to listen the word out, to pass it on. Because we're in this together. We're on the same playing ground. We're sitting at the same table. And my chair is no higher than yours. It doesn't get higher than Jesus. So we all under. Okay, so we're on the same playing field. But it's our job to go out and plant the word, the good news, in the mind of small girls so that they'll know how to raise their children. So when we got with the gentleman, I'm telling him this, and I've never met him. He sounds fairly young, but, you know, sometimes voices can be deceiving. I don't know. And I told him, I said, that's my role. And come January, it will be the beginning of traveling around the world to pass that message out. And he said, Dr. Fletcher, you know, he says, I have goosebumps all up and down my body. He said, I hear you. He said, and I'm going to be smart. He said, I'm getting on the ark. And when he said that, something just went all over my body. I said, what did you say? He said, I'm going to be smart. I'm going to get on the ark. And I saw a flash of an ark saying, mothers and daughters, get on board. You do not want to be left behind. And that reminded me what God told me from the very beginning of this mission. He said, I am tired of the way the world is. Only person that can correct this are mothers and daughters. When mothers and daughters come together, he said, the world is going to make a shift. And those of you that know me have heard me say that from the beginning of time. He said it's going to take a shift because mothers are the nurturers. We are the one. If we turn on our nurturing energy in every situation, the world will begin to heal itself because our energy will nurture love in any situation. You got to treat it like you nurtured your baby. Every child got to be your daughter. Every boy got to be your son. No matter what the age is, we got to nurture them with love. A mother can say something to a child that can change that child's life forever, can take them completely off the course of their destiny, which God has designed for them, because they believe in mother. When mothers speak, it's like Jesus has spoken to a child, because they look at that mother and they see Jesus through their mother. And if you are not showing Jesus, then your child will never see Jesus. It's like we look through, we see God through Jesus. See, it's a layered effect. You got God, you got Jesus, you got the Holy Spirit, and then there you are. And there your child, and there's your grandchild, and there's your great-great-grandchild, great-grandchild, and great-great-grandchild. See, everything is in an order. And as you look up, you got to look through each of those layers in order to see God. And if you don't do that, you're out of order. And nothing will work right in your life when we are out of order. And yet we say, where are you, God? And God says, I am right here. I never moved. I never blinked. I am constantly looking at you. Where are you, Bessie? Where are you? You are out of order. Now, how do we get back in order? We got to align our minds with the mind of God, why he sent Jesus. So, mothers, it's time to get on the ark. There's a flood coming. Now, you can play with this message if you want to, and you can think I'm being dramatic if you want to. But this gentleman said it yesterday, and God showed it to me. There's a flood coming. They laugh at Noah when he told them. Nobody wants to believe it. But God is saying, mothers and daughters, you want to get on board. You do not want to be left behind. And that's going to take transformation of your mind, because you're responsible for your children, your children's children, and your children's children's children. This was written this morning. This is the message to mothers and daughters around the world. And while you're running around trying to please somebody with the perfect gift, you need to think about it. You need to look at the ark, pairing yourself, your daughter, your granddaughter, your great-granddaughter, and your great-great-granddaughter to come aboard. You're going to be held responsible for your actions. The world cannot continue to go the way that it's going right now. It can't. It's out of order. And God is tired, and he is soliciting mothers and daughters to help him to clean up the world, to clean up the Garden of Eden. Sometimes I think people think the Garden of Eden was something that was a little patch of land with some grass and trees on it. Well, we're in the Garden of Eden. This is it. Build some houses. But this is the garden. This is it. We're still in there. And just as he looked at Adam and said, Adam, where are you? As he hid with his sin. God is looking at you. He's looking at me. He knows when you're murmuring. He knows when you're complaining. He knows when you're doing things that you shouldn't do. He's looking at you. You can hide under the tree. You can't hide. There's no place you can go that God doesn't see. And he sees your thoughts. Man don't know your thoughts until you open your mouth and use a word as a container with a thought inside of it and send it out of your mouth. That's the way you transform your thoughts from your head to someone else. Just think of a container. You put your thoughts in it, and it goes out in a word form. Otherwise, the thoughts that you think that are so secretive and nobody knows, and I did that, and I'm just going to keep that to myself, God knows. But the good thing about it, we can look through Jesus and look straight up to God doing all of that. Now, I want you to look back and look at your daughter and look back at behind you. Who's behind you? Who are you responsible for? Jesus is ahead of you. He's responsible for you. So Jesus can look back, and he's going to see who? He's going to see me. I'm going to look back, and I'm going to see Angie. Angie's going to see her two sons, Jared and Josh. We all can look back at our lineage and see who we're responsible for. And you're going to be accountable. That's why Jesus hung on the cross. He was accountable for us. That is your Christmas message. That is your celebration for Jesus. You love him? Then align yourself up with what he said. You love him and you want to celebrate Christmas? Then celebrate. Have a Jesus party. That's the word that God has placed on my heart. That it's not what I wrote down. Wow. Online. Like, I need to go listen to it myself. Everything stems from the root of God's word, which is, as is the mother, so is her daughter. Ezekiel 16:44. I don't even know where to go from here. It's just like, wow, that was not what. That was what God wanted you to hear. And if that touched your heart and you feel stirred up, even if you got a little angry with me saying it, that's God touching your heart. Because you wouldn't get stirred up if it wasn't true and if it wasn't meant for you. You know, I know people sometimes get a little touchy when you say things to them. Sometimes I say things to a person and they get a little touchy and get irritable. And one day my daughter said to me, there was a lady that I said something to, and, you know, and even after I apologized and even after I said I was sorry, and, you know, I look at people that are godly, and I repent. And I said, well, you know, if I hurt your feelings, I'm sorry, so let me just repent. And I repent, God, I am so sorry, because I didn't mean to hurt a feeling. And then I said, I apologize to you. Not once did she say she was sorry or anything, so I said, okay. But then communication cut off, and I'm thinking, how are we Christian women, how are we talking about we love the Lord, and yet you still got that little art in you? In your heart, you know, because you can't go nowhere. You're not going anywhere with hate in your heart, unforgiveness. You're just stuck. Stuck like Chuck, as they can say. You're just stuck. But yet every day you get up and you're trying to get through that mud, trying to get out, trying. And God said, until you forgive, until you clean out your heart, I can't help you. You got to forgive your mother. You got to forgive your daughter. I can't help you. That goes against what I said, and my word will not go forward. Heaven and earth will pass away. So don't expect for God to do anything for you. It's already done. You just got to clean up your mind, forgive, really forgive, repent, and say to God, God, can we just start all over again? That's my thing. Lord, can we just start all over again? And he's, yeah, go right ahead. Open up the way, here I go again. But I'm experiencing, when I told you guys about 2 or 3 months ago, how God said that he said, my people cannot come out because they're murmuring and complaining. And they're walking around 40 years. You walk around 80 years murmuring and complaining. Do they not know that I hear them? I hear you. And they are using murmuring and complaining and calling it prayer. Startling thing to me, calling it prayer. How many times do we fall on our knees and pray to God in begging? God, I need this, and God, can you fix this, and God, can you do that, and God, can you move this person, can you change this person? God ain't changing nobody for you, because that person over there asking God to change you for them. So he'll just be changing you and changing her, and none of that will work toward his plan. He has a plan for your mother and daughter relationship. He has a plan for your life. So when I asked him if I was murmuring and complaining, and he so boldly, strongly said yes, I mean, really, I was taken back because I thought, me? I didn't realize I was, because I justified to say, well, you know, we can justify things. And I made a deal with God. I said, you know what, I'm going to stop murmuring and complaining. And do murmuring and complaining come up in my spirit? And enter to come out of my mouth? Yes, it does. But I made a bargain with the Holy Spirit. I said, I need you to help me. And I asked God for wisdom and understanding of how to stop murmuring and complaining, because I want to walk out of this Egypt. I want to walk out of this. This is not the life that he promised me. So it's not him, it's me. So if you don't like where you are in your mother and daughter relationship, and if you don't like your life right now and the things that you're experiencing, stop murmuring and complaining. Start worshiping God, and you'll walk right out. I am walking out, and I can't begin to tell you the things that people that God placed in my life 5 years, 7 years ago are coming back with a purpose. Coming back with a purpose, the purpose of intent. But I wasn't ready for them when they came 5 and 7 years ago. God let them show up. I wasn't ready. So they could not fulfill their destiny. They could not deliver what God had given them to bring to me unready. So when he shut me down, took everything away from me, he had to get my attention. So if things are not working in your life right now, mothers, they won't work in your daughter's life either. They will affect your daughter. But God is getting your attention because he has a purpose for you. Stop murmuring and complaining and stop praising God. He said when praises come up, down, he doesn't lie. So why don't you just try that? That's what I'm doing. I tell you, people are coming. Things are coming. I'm just like blown away. And now I'm just enjoying this thing. I'm like, okay, I'm not mumbling and complaining about anything. I'm just going to wake up, and every day I wake up and I praise him. And I say, God, whatever you have for me to do today, whoever you want me to meet, I know you have a plan. I am ready. I'm available. Let's do this. Let's have some fun. I'm telling you, you'll be amazed at the blessings that are starting. The windows of heaven will open up, the sunshine will come through, and the blessings will start flowing out upon you. And before you know it, God will send you a connector, and that connector will connect you to this one, to that one, to this one. And you say, where are all these people coming from? And it's all a part of the plan. It's because you released your mind from being, got to get it done. So I'm dependent on you, God. I just want to be a part of the body of Christ. Let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come. And nobody can do that for you but you. Even God looks at you when you're crying and you're begging and you feel like your life is going to end right at this moment and you got that old snot cry coming out and you feel like God just not, he don't even know where you are, that he don't even know you exist. When you get into all of that, he's looking at you, and he's saying, baby, I can't help you. And the reason I can't help you, because you got my hands tied. I can't go against my word. My word say to have faith, believe in me, trust me. Don't worry about what you're going to eat tomorrow. Or today. Don't worry about what you're going to wear and where you're going to sleep. Just trust me. If you can just relax. Pay attention to your intro conversation. Manage that intro conversation. Put the right words, put my words into your mind. That's how you transform your mind. Depend on me as if you were a baby. When you're a little baby, you depend on your mother to get that bottle and to feed you. You couldn't get up and go get the bottle. You couldn't feed yourself. You couldn't change your diaper. You couldn't put on your clothes. You couldn't take a bath. You had to depend on your mother or whomever that had the wisdom to help you. And if you could get back to that baby, and know that you're a baby in the arms of God. He's going to put the bottle in your mouth. He's going to feed you. He's going to put your clothes on. He's going to change your diapers. Crawl. Then he's going to teach you how to walk. Then he's going to teach you how to run. He's going to teach you how to get in that car that you want. He's going to teach you how to find that home that you want. He's going to teach you how to enjoy life and play with the things that he's added on to you because you believed in him. Unless you're like a child, you might miss the kingdom. Next week on Mothers Teaching Their Daughters the Art of Learning to Wait on God, because the Holy Spirit deviated from that. So obviously that's another topic. But I want you to think about it. I want you to look it up, the word art, A-R-T. And I want you to understand that is a design system. Mothers teaching their daughters the art of learning to wait on God. Can you teach your daughter how to wait on God? Can you teach someone something that you don't know or you're not doing? Think about that. We'll talk about it next week. Let me open up the switchboard. Wow, oh, we'll be going all day. Anyone want to discuss the topic this morning, click 1. My God, the switchboard is, oh, somebody must have called somebody. It's overflowing. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Clayton. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm just now back to town, and I'm just doing the radio show.
You have a bad connection. I don't know where you are, but it's not coming across clear.
Okay, let me move inside. Probably the water that you hear.
Okay, we'll get Cynthia. Anybody can click. If you click 1, I know y'all said, why did I pick Cynthia all the time? Cynthia always got 1 on. She's ready to go. So I have to click it to whoever because it's a conversation. Let's see if I can get her back on. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me now?
It's like you're in a tunnel, but go ahead, so I can get some other people on too as well. Go ahead, that'll be fine.
All right. I was just saying that I was just outside listening to the radio.
Yeah, we're going to have to get back to you, baby. It's somebody's moving around, some stuff's happening. We have to get back to you. I'm going to click
can
back
you,
off, and then
I'll
click. There's a lot of noise moving around. Go ahead, hurry up, babe. We've got short on time.
Okay, well.
Go ahead. That's good.
Okay, cool. Well, you stated some stuff, and I wrote down some stuff, and I was in the middle of reading Dr. Treadwell's book, and just as you were talking, I opened to what you were saying with the regards to your topic. If you want me to share that, I will. Otherwise, we'll pick it up on next week because I'll have the art of learning to wait on God is a discipline. And
okay, let's do that one next week.
Okay.
Yeah. Now let's do that. Next week. What are your thoughts on today? I can't even tell you what the Holy Spirit said.
Well, my thought went right there to what you were talking about the art of waiting on God, and I started to just jot down that's where my whole thought process was in the midst of the conversation. So that's where I am. That's where I went. So if you want to share that next week, I'll just hold on to that information until next week.
Yeah, that'll be good because we'll discuss it. We'll go into some full details with that next week. I'm trying, honest to God, audience, I cannot remember what God, I don't even know what the Holy Spirit said through me. I know you Christians out there understand that. I cannot. Anybody got what I said? Click 1 and hold yours, Cynthia, so we can go into details with that next week. And I'll come right back to you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good.
I just want to thank you for the message this morning. And the part that I took from it is when you were saying how, you know, how we can, if we're not doing what we're supposed to do and listening to God, how we're going to be able to lead our daughters and, you know, be an example. So that was a powerful message this morning. And like you said, I'm going to listen to it, you know, again, because it was just something different about the message this morning that stuck with me, things that we have to do as mothers for our sons and for our daughters to make sure that we're in line with God. So I just want to thank you for that, because it came in a time this morning I needed a spiritual boost, and I just want to thank you for this message.
Oh, you're welcome. I thank God. I thank God that he chose me, but most importantly that the Holy Spirit just took off this morning. And I want people to understand that this is no ordinary message. This is no ordinary message. And what I would ask everybody to do is to go back, listen to it again. Because when I said a few minutes ago, I said, I can't remember. It's like something is around my head. I can't remember what all I said. And then the Holy Spirit said, it's about the ark. And that brought it back to me. This is a message that mothers have to get ready. They have to get ready. God is tired. And he's letting everybody know, I'm coming. I am coming, and you better be ready. I am coming. Play with this all you want to. You can allow Satan to come in and tell you, oh, there you go. That's the way they did Noah. There you go. And when the door closed, God said, nobody can enter but you and your family. Nobody. All those people left. No, he's not coming by water again. Don't get twisted. Don't let Satan say, oh, he's not coming again by no ark. No, the ark is a part of your mind. You need to get on board spiritually, mentally, and get in faith. Faith is the ark itself. You got to believe God, and we got to do what he's asking us to do. This is no accident that you're on the show. It's no accident that you're connected to me and I'm connected to God. There is no accident here. And everybody that's on here know who you are. And what God is showing me, that people, God is saying that some of you know who you are, but yet you're being rebellious. You don't want to submit because he brought you into this mother and daughter. He connected for a reason. But for some reason, you're looking at me. You're looking at Dr. Bessie. You're not looking at God has touched your heart to do this. And the reason that I'm going to share this, thank you, Janice. I'm just going to put you at home. Just hang on. The reason that I'm sharing this with you, the 12 doctors that he told me to put together, now, he didn't tell me to put together. He told me 12 women, and we started putting them together. And none of them was the ones that he wanted. Then he started sending the ones. And there's one lady. This is the first one. When the gentleman texted me and said, look out, Dr. So-and-so is going to be calling you. And I said, okay. I went to the drive-in movie that day. I said, I'm so tired. I'm going to do something different. I went to the drive-in by myself, had my food ready, laid back. I was going to look at the holiday, I think it was. And I said, okay, I'll text her tomorrow. So I'm thinking it's too late to text someone I don't know, so I'll just text her tomorrow. I'll call her tomorrow, I said to him. So he texted her, and when he said mother and daughter to her, she said, oh, my God, oh, my God, I need to talk to her now. So she called me, and she says, I'm sorry, I know it's late, but I need to talk to you now. And I said, okay. She said, are you busy? I said, well, I just decided to come to the movie. She said, well, I said, no problem. I turned the movie thing down. The movie hadn't started. I turned it down, and she started talking. She said, this is God. She said, my daughter and I have been going at it all day. She said she texted me some awful things I can't even repeat. She said, but that's not it. She said, you are the one we've been waiting for. So I'm taken back. And I'm like, okay. She said, I got to tell you about my friend. She said that God told her 3 years ago about mother and daughter. She did nothing. A year went past. She said, and then one morning about 5 o'clock, God touched me and said, mother and daughter conferences. She said, but I was so accustomed, if God said something, I started doing it immediately. She said, so I went forth and I did a mother and daughter conference. She said, she said, it wasn't what I was supposed to do. And people would say to her, there were so many people there, they said, when are you going to do another one of those mother and daughter? She said, well, I don't know. She said, that's not my calling. I heard God. I didn't know what he wanted me to do. So I decided I would have this mother and daughter conference. But she hasn't done another one. That's been 2 years ago. She said, but God kept saying mother and daughter conference. So she said, you got to meet my friend. She said, we can't put this off. And I was telling her what God was telling me. She said, let's have this meeting. This is on Friday of last week. We had the meeting on Wednesday. Doctors, ministers coming in, and she brought a friend. And when the lady came in, our lives are parallel. When I got up to tell my vision I've had me to do, she said, I can't wait. I must get up now. She got up. She told her story, which was identical to mine. I have it on video. We're going to put it on the website. But she said 3 years ago, her mother has a school, and she was entering into the school, and God just stopped her, sort of like Saul, slayed her down to the ground, and said, mother and daughter conference, you must be a part of this project. She said, God, what are you talking about? Mother and daughter project. What are you talking about? Mother and daughter. And she said he would not let her move. And that went on for an hour. And finally she called a friend when he released her, and that was the doctor that I was talking to. And she said, you would not believe what God just done. He slayed me in front of my school. Would not let me enter. He started talking about mother and daughter conferences. Mother and daughter project. I don't know what he's talking about. And she looked at me, and she just had an accident and had 38 stitches in her forehead. And she said, the doctor had me on bed rest. And God said, you've got to get up, and you've got to go to this meeting. And she said, here I am, and I'm telling you, you could not see a stitch in her forehead. God removed the stitches. I mean, doing miraculous things. And she said, I had to come. You're the one. You are the one. She said, the day before my mother passed, my mother said, you're going to meet a stranger, and she's the one that's going to help you with this project. She said, you are the one. These are the kind of things that God is doing right now. And I'm sharing this with you so that you'll know this message is no joke. And as she stood there and I'm looking, every person in that room I was connected to at some point in time or something, and I said, write it down. As they spoke, I wrote it down, tell them where we connect. Because God said, you connect here, you connect there. But as she was speaking about that school, God said, remember, you went there. In 2008, God sent me to her mother's school. I had an appointment with her mother. But something happened. Her mother couldn't make that appointment. And I sat and I waited. And so I said, okay, well, no problem. I'll reschedule. I left and tried to reschedule. Never could reschedule that. And all of a sudden, the next morning, God woke her up. She called me at 6 o'clock. She said, God said, and I can't tell you what. Couldn't wait. I was waiting for her to get to a port so I could tell her. God said, tell her. I said, your mother's school is an all-white building. She said, yes. I said, I was there. I said, God wanted me to tell you I was there in 2008. I went there to meet your mother. She said, are you kidding? No. I went there to talk to her mother about doing mother and daughter training, to look at doing a class. And if any of you know that God has placed on my heart, we have the entire program completed. God had us working on programs, and I used to say, God, why are we developing all these programs? You don't give us any money to make it work. You know, and my message to you today, how can you teach your daughter to wait when you're not waiting? We've got to understand God has a plan, and it's unfolding right in before my eyes. The people, the place, the time, it's all about his time. It's all about his preparation. It's already done. I want you to relax. I don't want you to worry today. Just relax and know that God has spoken, and it's already done. Now, when I get off of this radio program, I'm going to meet her, and God has told her what to do, had her write it down, and now I got to go and fulfill that. Look at it. It's an awesome, awesome plan. So, with that being said, you got to become art-minded. Art-minded. Needing your help. He needs you to fulfill, because see, now you're in my life. I tell people, when you come into my life, it's no accident. You're here because you're part of the connection. You're part of the project. You're part of the plan. Don't sit back and think it's just Dr. Bessie. No, you are part of God's plan, and this is kingdom business. And you got your part to play. And if you don't play your part, they remove you to put somebody else there, because the work will get done. Just like he told me, if you don't do it, Bessie, I'll put you to sleep and then somebody else will come and do it. The work will get done. I got my attention. I don't want to be put to sleep, Father. Let me do this. This is serious business. New generation. Wow, we went past the time. I don't know where we are on this. I know our time is up. But I just want to say to you today, I can feel you. I feel like you're not even breathing. But you know that you know that God has spoken to your heart, and the charge is on you. Bless you. I love you. And today is going to be one of the best days you ever had in your entire life. Because I feel like something has shifted in your mind and in your spirit. Have a blessed week. I love you. I'm not even going to play the music because I don't want anything to interrupt your thoughts at this time. So I'm just going to say, see you next Saturday. You have a blessed day. Bye-bye. Oh, thank you, Father. Father, the most seeking. Thank you.